is a burning thing. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of No Pants, No Secrets. Here with me, my favorite two amigos, meaning Fram, a.k.a. Nia Miloso, and Acacia Mason, and I'm Adashko, without any AKAs today. However, there were supposed to be two guests with us today. However, they didn't make it, so here's a big explicit fuck you to Duke Leto and Cypher All.
And we started with the right foot, explicit from the first minute.
Exactly.
Nice. Good day, Canada. Welcome to That's No Secrets.
Lay the hammer down, so I got to hit explicit right off the bat. Don't even give me 30 seconds of clean. Just make damn sure we're ready to fucking explicit. Boom. Once again, I can't use the clean button. Thank you very kindly. Fuck all of you.
Well, maybe if Fram's girlfriend comes online, you'll have to make a new category, porn.
I'd need a triple X rating at that point. What's that sound? It's just Fram's zipper. Everybody relax.
Okay.
Okay, so we're here on the eve of the congressional elections. Any thoughts here, you two DALers?
Yes, vote Dal.
Yes. Vote your mom. Oh, sorry. Vote Scorp's mom. She's awesome.
I second that.
If you are talking about the congressional elections, we should really go through the proposed Congress members in the most important regions, like Alberta, Ontario.
I'll check who the CSD has in Alberta. I'm not running because I didn't want to take the new guys off, and I do that usually. Let's see. Alberta in the CSD. We have Duke Leto, bastard, and Sire Innsbruck.
Alberta Dahl. We have me and Iron Man.
Okay, so that's a nice representation, I must say. Okay, Ontario for the CSD. We'll do the rest later. Blur 83, don't know him, and Noset.
Noset is great, but has Citizen B and Lan McNess.
Okay, you have a robot and a cool guy.
No, we have two cool guys. Two great guys.
Okay, now in Quebec, Jacoby and Bolpo, whoever he is. And but we have Mr. Granger
are
in Quebec.
Seriously running Jacoby.
Yep.
Kill my granny.
Yeah. Jacoby will kill Quebec, finally.
Grain killer.
Okay. Jacoby, one more thing I have to tell you. I'm still waiting for the 20 gold.
You bastard.
Okay. Quebec for the Dahl, Team Young, and Machiavelli.
Now CPF, the most important regions for the CPF. Alberta, Addy Lawrence, Addy Daddy, and JB the Venice.
Sorry, where's great. JB running?
Alberta.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's a former prime minister, so...
Okay, Fram, you check the UNA.
Okay, you do the CPP?
No, I'm doing the CPF right now. CPF Ontario, Pimp Dulles, and Spencer McGee.
Not Pimp.
No, not Pimp in Congress, please. Please, people, I like Spencer. At least he doesn't fail at being Speaker. Okay.
I wonder if Pimp will run for Congress Speaker again.
I hope not.
I don't think he will.
Okay, CPF Quebec, ARCS. And Rollo Tahamasi, or however you read that name. Rollo is a guy who trolls every single article with his comments every single time he doesn't like it, and he makes no sense. And Arx is probably one of the best writers in Canada. So I find crew for the CPF. Now, if Fram could please describe the UN.
UN, Alberta, Omega 1759. He's a non-UN member, and I think he was a congressman.
Yeah, he was. He was at one point.
No, he wasn't. No medal. Okay, moving on. And Mamani 21.
Don't know him.
He's a 2 times congressman, and not, we don't know him.
Not in Canada.
So, interesting choice.
Probably in France.
Yeah, probably. Don't get that. Ontario, for the UN, Bobby Ross, former CPF member, and a great and cool guy.
Yeah, Bobby is fine, yeah.
Louis Alex. Don't know him, don't want to know him.
Okay, now Quebec.
Quebec. Samuel de Chaplain.
No! Hey, he didn't pay that bail. He can't.
And Fox Blutch.
Hey, he has to pay 2Q2 weapons if he wants to run.
Moving on to the CPP.
I'll do it. I'll do my former party. I was there longer than you were.
It's president for 2 times.
And you failed both.
Actually, you failed more because you lost me.
Okay, in Alberta, we have Gaius Julius Caesar, or however you read it in English. I'm sorry, I only know Latin and Polish. So let's call him Gaius. Yeah?
Julius.
The guy, and Vakibir. Okay, so we have a Roman and an Arab. Well, we all know Gaius is a pretty cool guy. Ontario. Let's see who's running in our fine capital. We have Ralph Klein and Alias Vision.
Exactly, and Alias Vision is still the WGC president and one of the greatest.
Actually, we don't have a president at this point since he stepped down.
Well, he is in charge technically until he has a replacement.
Well, he already has a replacement practically. Just wait for those 20 hours to pass.
Who is that, Dominique?
Yeah, of course. And now,
okay, moving down to Quebec for the
Willis 24. I think he's Polish. Seriously, do.
I know he's Polish because I remember his name.
He's Spanish, actually.
No, he's from Calgary.
Spanish, Polish, Calgary. You sure?
I didn't know Calgary has Spaniards.
El Peridioco de Williams.
Okay. Either way, we have all the parties, and I suppose most parties now treat Ontario most seriously. Alberta is going down from that top spot, the spot where you go and get all the wild cards. So now it's Ontario, I suppose.
True, but Alberta is still one of the most important regions in Canada. I would say that at this point of time, Alberta, Ontario, and Quebec are equal.
Not Quebec, please.
Any of those Q5 hospital regions, though, are pretty important.
I'll compare the population. Why the hell do I have Hungary in my country stats?
Because you're a spy. Are you working for Cobra?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I think he is.
That's why I pretend to hate AB. Okay, Alberta. It's 1,476 citizens. Ontario is 2,050 citizens. And Quebec is the home for 1,446 citizens. So Alberta wins by 11, I suppose. Yeah. No, Ontario is the best.
Yeah, Alberta is full of 2 clickers right now. Dead 2 clickers.
Alberta is the biggest, the second biggest. Ontario is the biggest, and I suppose I suppose that's why everybody's choosing Ontario right now.
I choose Ontario because I'm from Ontario, so for me it's just it's a regional connection, right? I mean,
I think most people in your public are from Ontario, actually.
Except Duke Leto, who's not here, but that's another story.
And real.
Except UN.
Except for you, yeah, UN is Quebecois, and the rest is simply Ontario, except for a few guys, like, I don't know. Well, there's a few guys from BC, too, but...
Taiwan Panda is from Vancouver.
Yeah, those all those Canuck fans.
Yes.
You know who else
anyway,
is from Ontario?
I hope we didn't bore you far this presentation.
I bet the CPF will be back on track with their strategic voters, and they're going to pawn the DAL. So
we're all going to vote DAL. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm voting Saya.
If we have 600 members in,
oh, you know what?
But we are seeing something right.
We mentioned Duke Leto twice already, and let's talk about Duke Leto, just to piss him off. He's not.
Duke, why the hell didn't come?
Well, dude, Duke, why didn't you come? I wanted to call you the biggest whiner in Canada in your ear. Live. Now I have to do it through this show.
No, I got the biggest beef because, you know, I busted my nuts to try and get this all arranged for him, gave him the times, you know, got him added to Skype ahead of time, did all the groundwork, and where is he? Probably got his pants down somewhere else doing something we don't want to be talking about on air.
What is that?
with Scorp's mom.
Oh, yeah, Scorp's mom, sorry. Yeah, for the show, because before the show, we came to the conclusion that Scorp's mom is actually... Scorp's mom is actually like Santa Claus. She travels the world around the world with the speed of light and gives adults what they want.
Yeah, she can put whatever she wants under my tree.
That's explicit.
It wasn't explicit. It's you reading into it. That's what it is.
Well, you know, viewer discretion is advised.
There's a difference between saying fuck you and saying that Scorpius's mom is Santa Claus for every one of us, and that she saw the magic pony more than anyone else, you know.
Do you want to see my magic pony?
Do you want to see my unicorn? I wonder if Scorp's mom also has a big white beard.
Okay, talking about magic ponies, how do you think Octavian F. will do in the next presidential election?
Well, let's talk about Octavian F. next.
I want to see him find a party first.
Well, you know, he'll find a party.
Because Brooke kicked him clean out of the CP.
Woo! Thanks, Brock.
Canadian Empire Party.
He kicked him out with Craig Norman. Maybe they should make the gay homophobic alliance.
Brock walks in and says, Brock, you're out of my party.
Well, yeah, that was really good. I mean, that was nice. And Octavian F. somehow managed to shut up since.
I think he's gone quiet for a little bit. He's regrouping. He's plotting.
Yeah. He's going into Cobra.
Maybe he's looking for a new husband.
But seriously, guys, his last article was last month.
Yeah, it has been a while.
From Octavian?
Yeah.
And you're missing his articles?
No, but I really like to read the idiotic stuff he posts.
Is anybody feeding him, or is his wellness just dropping off?
I don't know. I suppose his companies feed him. You know, smart that he made AI for them, I suppose. Well, he has no party, and his wellness is fairly high. Oh, man, I wish he wasn't in Canada. I'd get to pawn him in PvP.
You know, speaking of people that were kicked out of the CEP, Craig Norman released a liberal manifesto. Did you all see that?
Oh, no. I'll check it out right now.
Interesting that... I've had some conversation back and forth with Craig, and it's interesting. I think his plan might be, and I don't think I'm saying anything I shouldn't, I think his plan is to maybe launch a new party. I think he's a little bit dissatisfied with the parties in Canada.
I think he's dissatisfied by being kicked out of his party.
Yeah, and I think it just led him to believe that perhaps the parties in Canada you know, are maybe not the right fit. So maybe if you can't find what you like, maybe you create something of your own, right?
Right. Well, I think that his manifesto is really small.
Wait. It's what?
Really small. Small.
Size isn't everything, Adashko.
Well, you know, in his case, I suppose those guys like it big.
But it's surprising for a liberal manifesto.
The gay jokes start again.
Well, what did you expect? We're talking about a gay guy.
But if you look at what he
Let's
calls...
remember that you are also gay, Adasco.
No, I'm just pretending to. And by the way, I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is.
Yes, that made it clear for us.
Yeah, that helps me a great deal. Now, if you read through that manifesto, though, it's interesting because it's supposed to be a liberal manifesto, but I actually find it surprisingly conservative.
Well, you know, he's young. Or he's the reincarnation of Stephen Harper, in which case he probably doesn't know the difference either.
No, I think he's a liberal. At least I think from a youth party perspective, he's a liberal. But interesting that he's not terribly satisfied with the current party, so now he possibly create his own. I don't know. It's interesting. Salty Dog said to me, he said, I'll make a bet with you, whatever, how many pieces of gold it was, that inside of 6 months, Craig Norman would be president of the country.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But Salty seems to... Six months to become
president of the... Of Canada? No. You need more experience, a lot more experience.
And I think you need the support of, I mean, I don't know if starting your own party and getting into the country presidency is the way to go yet. I don't know. I can't see it happening outside of a top five party.
If we would have a large number of registered users in every day, it might. Because if you work hard enough, you can recruit enough people into your party and get into the top five. Just go and storm the front in Canadian politics. But as we get 60 people to register into Canada every day, in a good day actually, and most of them quit after the first day, not a chance. Not a chance. Sorry for everyone who wants to start his own party, but...
No, I think the only way Craig Norman is going to get any political power is if he joins a party and perhaps changes it, being its party president, because honestly, there's no room for new parties in Canada right now. Not with the DL recruiting strategy, not with the CPF recruiting strategy, and not with those other three parties that are somehow hovering around... that those two main parties, perhaps, and of course the UN, which is dragging all French Canadians in.
Speaking of recruiting strategies, Union Nationale is only 9 members away from the CPF.
Well, I think they're drawing all the Francophones, and it seems there's a lot of Francophones in Canada, surprisingly, a lot of them.
Remember Parti National du Québec? I think that's Union Nationale is actually doing a lot better than them.
Well, I think they're more liberal. They're not separatists, which also surprisingly draws more French Canadians, because not every Quebecois is a separatist, after all. Look at guys like Eldorino, Godspeed.
Chucky Norris.
Too bad Eldorino left, by the way. We love you. We love you, man. Anyway... These guys are not separatists, but they're Francophones, and the UN is not fighting for separatism. Well, at least most of the UN is not fighting for separatism. Some of them are, see Mr. SDC. But most of them are not, and I think that it's the Francophonism that drives them. And I have nothing against Francophonism except for the fact that I do not speak French.
I appreciate that.
I speak a few words in French, but unfortunately, most of them are pickup lines and dirty words.
The most important one, you know, voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
I know that, and I know merde. I don't know how to say it with a French accent, but either way, that's French word meaning shit.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, comment ça va? I don't know what I just said, but I said it.
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Tu manges des mouches au chocolat. Do you eat chocolate-covered flies?
Well, can you say chocolate-covered salty bowls? Le bol de la chocolat, de la salty.
It could be le bol sel au chocolat.
Okay, let's keep talking in French, and we'll surely have all the Quebecois swear at us for making fun of their language.
Oh yeah, by the way, hi Chucky, love you too.
Do we want to talk about Chucky Norris?
We have to talk about Samuel de Champlain. I mean, we have to. Because I just realized the CPP pulled all support of Chucky Norris's action after that silly case of SDC. I'm sorry to say I'm the Attorney General, and I've seen it from the inside. I was forced to a settlement that I didn't like. I was forced to form a settlement that I didn't like. I wanted to take him to trial, even if he would be found innocent, which is pretty possible. Looking at the Supreme Court, it would clear up stuff. Cases always clear up stuff. Agreements do not. Any definition of treason, we could have a precedent for future cases. This way we don't have a precedent. And
but you have to keep in mind that a political started case is a sure fail.
And by the way, when I looked at this public reaction to what happened, I'm going to make the announcement on the show first, I suppose. I'm sorry, guys, to all the guys in the Ministry of Justice and stuff. I'm resigning my post as Attorney General because it's just absurd for me to not to do my job because somebody else tells me not to do my job.
So who told you not to do your job?
Chucky and Slevsky. Correct me if I'm wrong,
the Attorney General and the legal system should be independent of the executive branch.
Well, unfortunately, when I wrote the criminal code, the Ministry of Justice and the Office of the Attorney General were merged. So I guess out of my laziness or my just simple misunderstanding.
Did you?
When I was writing the criminal code, I was actually on a internet connection to a phone in the woods, so it was kind of hard to concentrate. But I wrote that the Ministry of Justice should review all the cases brought forth. And this is a mistake I'm trying to fix, too. I'm not in Congress, but I still can talk about it. After all, I wrote it, and I think I should have a right to speak about it. And second of all, I think this case also shows a big thing. I think that whereas we don't have any strong evidence against Samuel, the guy who let him in, Oswald O'Dunn, I think it was his name, should be prosecuted for letting in a guy from an enemy state based on ideology, not on safety. I mean,
I think the bigger concern is that Samuel de Champlain was brought in after Congress had already passed a motion that I put forward that no citizenship passes would be granted without proper review by the Ministry of Immigration and subsequently ceases. So my biggest bitch was here we had a motion in Congress that I tabled that was seconded by McNeish, put to vote, passed, and enacted by the Speaker of the House, Pimpdollas, and within days of this being enacted and put into force, immediately a citizenship is granted by a congressman, a rogue congressman, who grants a citizenship and completely circumvents all the regulations that we had just laid down.
Well, that is why the next Attorney General, or maybe Zlevsky, if he takes the double role, should really prosecute Ozzy. I mean, it was against the law. So it's not a criminal, but it's a court case right there.
Yeah. And I think ultimately, if it's not clearly and plainly spelled out in the criminal code, the legal system, the Attorney General, the Ministry of Justice, should have the ability to override the decisions of the country president if there's a contravention of the laws that govern the nation.
Well, the problem is that the Minister of Justice is under orders from the president as a minister.
Well, then the Attorney General then should have that freedom.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be established as a separate federal agency, whereas the Attorney General should be chosen by Congress, with the president perhaps nominating him.
And why shouldn't it be like the Speaker of the House, where it's an open vote in Congress, the Attorney General is an elected office, just like the Speaker of the House?
I think it should be like this. I mean, it would make sense. It would make more sense than that merch position. I mean, I just realized how big of a mistake I made writing that criminal code.
Yeah, but you don't realize that these things are going to work out the way they do until somebody actually tries to use it. So you can't really, you can't blame yourself for that.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why I think we should put forth an amendment that would suggest this. Because I actually seen it in real-life Poland, too.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Because we had a Minister of Justice who was also Attorney General, and he started prosecuting everybody thinking they're corrupted. So, I mean, well, it's my mistake, and we should make a separate Attorney General office. And I suppose cases like this really provoke changes. And I think that's good about controversy. It makes the country go forward.
Absolutely.
The thing with justice is that it's really hard to get an unpolitical character as the Attorney General or as the Ministry of Justice. And you need to do that, because when the politicians control justice, control the military, then you know that your country is screwed.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, I suppose that from the point of view of what we've done so far, if the president makes a mistake, he can be only tried by a citizen. The Attorney General would, and if he makes a criminal mistake, from the point of view of the law, he can only be tried by the Ministry of Justice, which means, on the other hand, that obviously he won't let them. And he will block that decision. So he basically can't be tried in a criminal trial. And I suppose that's another mistake we should have noticed. We had like 2 months of debate, and something has just slipped by us.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a valid point, too. And maybe this is something that gets brought up in the next Congress, is maybe somebody puts the motion on the floor to get the Attorney General into an elected position through Congress.
Ram, we're counting on you.
So there's a reason to vote DAL, because DAL will do the job.
And CSD, the CSD has the guy who wrote the criminal code and now is sorry for making that mistake.
You see what happens when you elect CSD people?
Well, I was in the CPP back then. That's not an argument.
This is what happens when you vote for people that come from Edmonton.
As I was saying, I was actually considering of pushing forward a series of reforms in Congress. And these reforms will not be pushed only by me. I don't have to get in Congress to push these motions. I am, after all, the party president of the DAL. So far, so good. That means that if I get a criminal code motion to improve something in Canada, I can talk to one of the DAL congressmen and get it proposed. And if they agree that it's a good motion, they will propose it.
And now I regret I didn't go for Congress. I didn't feel like going for Congress, but if I did, I'd have the chance. But I suppose there are a lot of people who will want those reforms, and we all know how much influence people have even out of Congress just by posting there in the congressional zone in the forum right before the Congress calls. You can post your ideas, and they get picked up eventually.
I don't think this is going to be difficult to get through at all. It seems like a slam dunk to me. I mean, it's not anything that's controversial. I mean, you're simply trying to say we need an elected official who can oversee the administration of the criminal code that's separate and distinct from the executive. I don't think that's an outrageous request at all. I'd be shocked if this didn't receive a full vote of support.
I think after the SDC case, it will surely receive a vote of support.
I think it's a no-brainer, personally.
Yeah, it's just click yes. And to all congressmen listening to us, or future congressmen, well, click yes on it, because this is something we need to solve. We've went into role-playing, so now let's get it right or stop doing it. But I don't think we can stop doing it at this point.
Good point.
Okay, there was a talk in the DAL at one point that regarding the minimum wage thing. It was proposed by government in-game, and it passed to 35-5 or something like that. It was an invalid vote, not being talked about in Congress for the 24 hours as our constitution requires. So the Democratic Action League proposed the opposite, and to restore that minimum wage to what it was before.
So and just cancel Goferman's vote. It's logical.
Exactly. And it passed again with an astonishing, a surprisingly large number of votes. Still something in the 30s. So I find it funny how two opposite votes, 2 days apart, yet a large number of votes. Both.
Well, yeah, that's the problem with no-brainers. I mean, that's why I believe those ear votes are sometimes a bit silly. Because when you don't have the whole debate in front of you, when you don't, because most people don't read it. I mean, I think 50% of Congress is really just two clickers who got in off some weird choice because, well, they got strategic votes from their parties.
Yes. That's why I did my best this month to exclude two clickers out of the Dalo congressmen. And I think every party president should do the same.
So if you bring up minimum wage, then perhaps this is a good time to lump that in with the whole diamond prices and land wages situation that's going on. Because if we're going to talk about salaries, it just makes sense to me that maybe we should touch on those land wages and the price of diamonds these days.
Well, the price of diamonds is really horrifying. First of all, I think it's the admins announced today titanium. Obviously, everybody's going to do the thing that we talked about last week. Buy it, because who knows? Maybe you just end up with a handful of titanium in your hands.
Yeah, and titanium.
And
what I find it interesting is that the land wages exploded. I am making now 1.3 gold.
But you know, I think and
I shouldn't be making this much
as a diamond company owner, as a Q3 diamond company owner. I will tell you that. Because I keep a spreadsheet of my employee wages and sales, da-da-da-da-da, and diamond prices have tripled. And it's no surprise that the explosion in diamond prices, and therefore the explosion in gift sales, is a direct correlation to the hospital patch that went on. So,
of course, and to titanium. I mean, it's just going wild because of what has been announced. And
I mean, diamonds went from when I first took that Q3 over. Diamonds were selling for anywhere between 40 to 45 cents. Now prices are starting to level a little bit, but I saw a few offers out there, $1.28, $1.29. Now they're sitting about a day to day anywhere between $1.13 to $1.20. But still,
now this is a problem for most citizens right now. I mean, especially the young guys. Now, before they could have healed just by fighting once and going to a hospital, right? And now they have to do a lot more. They have to find some money for food, for gifts, for houses. And it's really greedy from the admins, I think, to make that hospital patch, because it kind of makes people spend more money on the game, which in turn gives them more money.
I think it was a response to Lana, though, and the gold hoarding that was going on.
Well, yeah, perhaps, but still, we all know how the admins like doing things that make us spend more gold.
But I think, in fairness, the admins should allow people to gift themselves.
Yeah, of course, it's just a waste of time. It works the same, but you have to give a guy a gift. A guy has to give you the gift back, and it's risky. You can lose money on it.
Or you have someone to go, or you got to spend money to set up an org, and that doesn't necessarily make sense unless you absolutely need it, but. If the admins would allow people to gift themselves, I think that would solve a lot of the problem.
Oh, first of all, if the admins, made food a bit more of a bigger factor, that would solve most problems.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it would help the grain industry. Hint, hint, hint.
Yeah, so nobody kills grandma.
Yeah, exactly. But it's been interesting for me watching diamond prices take off. And then, I mean, even over the weekend when I was looking for some more employees – I was watching Skill 7 wages hovering at $30 a day. Are you for real? $30? Really? It was insane. It was a bidding war. Every 10 minutes you could check the wages and they'd go. I got up Saturday morning and the wages for Skill 7 Plus were sitting at about 21. I would say by the middle of the afternoon they were sitting about $30, and I guarantee every 10 minutes somebody was putting the price up 25 cents.
That's because people just want to make themselves a stockpile of diamonds in case diamonds are converted to titanium.
It's been ludicrous.
And frankly, I think this is
too. You know what? But honestly, I'm skill 10 and I get $30 in construction. So I really, skill 7 in land, it really has a big boost.
The funny thing about this is that at the current rate our economy is going, our job market is going, titanium will be so pricey in Canada that we will just screw ourselves up. I mean, nobody will buy any titanium from us. They will just go to Australia. They will just go to South Africa.
Well, that's why I believe in an intervention from the government. We really should start regulating prices slowly.
The problem is that we can't. What do you want the government to do?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure we should have some titanium in our locker for V2.
And this is what I argued in my article about.
Yes,
about
and this is what I argued when I wrote my article that supporting.
And we also argued about this last week.
Yes, we also argued about this last week. And furthermore, I think the CHS should take a bigger role in Canada. I think people under a certain level of income should also get cheaper gifts.
Now, that being said,
if the country loses some money, I think it still will benefit all Canadians. I'd rather have a crowd of fighting Canadians in a war than a crowd of Canadians that are looking for gifts.
So let me play devil's advocate for a second. Let me play devil's advocate on the storage of diamonds, quote unquote titanium. So we produce these articles, right? And I'd like to think that any of the senior CAF people or any government or senior government ministers have enough brains in their head to recognize that this is clearly a bright idea. I mean, whether it turns into titanium or not, it's worth taking the risk. What have you got to lose? So that being said,
exactly.
If let's ask yourself, if they truly were hoarding titanium, putting it away somewhere, my gut tells me that they would not make that public. Because you know what? You don't want to advertise that. Because you start advertising that, you know, and then maybe you start giving other people other ideas, or you don't want, you know, your enemies to know that you're hoarding. So I wonder if they are and they're simply not telling us.
Oh, you know, well, wait for you to be in a government and you'll tell us. Or me.
So there you go, folks.
So if you want to know, you'll know.
If you want to know about titanium reserves, if you want to know about titanium reserves, vote Derek Harland and Acacia Mason for country president.
Hey, or vote Adash Goel. I will know too. I mean,
actually, if you vote for Adash Goel, I will be his vice president and I will rule this country for him.
I'll whip you. So you whip the other guys that actually rule the country.
So, don't make him impeach you.
So as I said, the diamond prices skyrocket. I would like to think the government's holding reserves. I'd like to think anyway. I don't know. I'm not claiming to know. But I think Fran brings up a very good point though. If we're not careful, when this does become, I mean, and these are just diamonds, folks. I mean, can you imagine what's going to happen when it really is titanium? What the prices look like now for diamonds? Fran has a good point. We could end up screwing ourselves if we're not careful.
This is a gold mine. Diamonds converting to titanium is a gold mine for us.
So long as our prices don't screw us.
Exactly. But if we don't manage this gold mine how we should, we will just turn it into a nuke and kill our economy completely.
Yeah.
And I'm being a pessimist in this because we need to be pessimists.
Let's go, Grandma. Oh, no, that doesn't work.
No, but I mean, if people were thinking that $30 a day for a skill 7 was ludicrous, and wait till titanium comes out, and there's only so much of it to go around, and And further that, the warmongers who are just dying to have a massive war. If the pricing looks the way we think it's going to look, it just paints an even bigger target on us. And maybe TFD's argument that we set up a clock tower in the, you know, it's at City Hall and, you know, count down the days until we get invaded.
Well, it might be true. Unfortunately, it might be true, especially looking at what's going on in Eden.
Oh, don't even get me started on Eden.
I mean, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with it. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with us. I mean, honestly, we've had this experience before with Atlantis. It broke up. We came back together. We were in a big crisis. We almost lost a country because we couldn't agree on stuff.
But the problem is big-name people like Josh Frost and Pagan Zen out of the United States are voicing their displeasure with the Eden alignment alliance.
Honestly, this might lose me the elections if any serious people hear this, but fuck them. I mean, I don't care if Josh Frost thinks USA is USA should leave Eden. He should think for a moment. America would be nothing without Eden. Canada would be nothing without Eden.
The thing is that if USA leaves Eden, it's dead. If yes, Canada leaves Eden, it's dead.
We either go with
any country to the USA, Eden, or
we go into that Eden chaos that's surely gonna go in. And I'm gonna tell you the scenario. Look, USA leaves Eden. Eden starts getting chaotic. Some countries join the USA in a new alliance. Some stay with Eden. Then Phoenix invades the USA. Eden comes back to help. And then suddenly we find a new alliance called "Oops, I Did It Again."
The Britney Spears alliance.
Britney Spears.
Oops, I did it again.
The thing is that I'm fairly confident that Eden won't break up, because I think their leadership realizes at this time that if any of them make a step towards dismantling Eden, they are dead. They will be invaded without mercy.
I don't see that logic in Josh Frost.
I think he's flaunting his power. I think he's looking at it from the perspective that the United States is a powerhouse, and they, sure, they're a kingmaker in the alliance. There's
okay, absolutely now,
no doubt.
Josh, if you're hearing this, stop being fucking Bush.
Yes. That I support.
The thing is that USA is not a powerhouse.
No, it's not.
It's not.
To Poland, compared to Spain, compared to even goddamn Serbia. They're not a powerhouse.
Serbia is not Eden.
Well, yeah, and but Serbia still has more citizens and has more potential than the U.S. have.
So does Brazil.
So does Brazil, and Brazil will have a lot of titanium regions now if South Africa doesn't get liberated.
And the thing is that, from what I know from my experience, is that probably one of the most badly organized armies in the world is the United States of America.
Well, I mean, when I see the Marines, they're sometimes hitting random regions. I'm sorry to say, but the USA still has the mentality of the real world USA, and this is not a mentality you should share in a game where there's 50,000 Poles and, I don't know, 20,000 Americans.
They've got their own interests, and this is, you know, people are what people are. I mean, coming into the game,
You know what's funny? I think it's stupid that they're really thinking in the terms of, okay, our alliance is concentrating on Europe. Why don't they help us? Whereas, look what happened before. Eden saved the U.S.'s ass. Eden saved our ass in North America. Then Eden helped U.S. invade the U.K., and they helped in Hello Kitty. They helped in all those important regions. And now suddenly, when they try to do something in their own backyard, the U.S. is backing off as if they were the center of Eden. They're not. They joined. They're the like the.
Let's remember that they joined USA has a high region of iron right now because of Eden.
They have Karnataka because of Eden, exactly. And I don't understand why.
Job because of Eden. It had the chance against Hungary and Russia because of Eden.
And I don't understand why they think they're kings of the world. That
they owe Eden a lot and play as a team.
So, dear America, you owe Eden everything you have. If not for Eden, you would be right here stuck with Florida. With that one star on your star-spangled banner. So maybe you should think before you leave your allies alone for your own greed.
Honestly. Actually, without Eden, they would be stuck with nothing.
No. See, so Indonesia wouldn't be stupid enough to conquer them.
I remember the case with Indonesia invading the USA. They were down to Florida, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's what I said. They would be stuck with Florida.
Right?
And, I mean, they would have only one star on that damn banner, and we'd see how fun that would be.
I just think the timing is all bad. I mean, V2 is right on the horizon, and now they're talking about splitting up an alliance that will be absolutely critical with these high titanium regions, amongst other things. I mean, of all the times to talk about splitting up an alliance, this is clearly one of the worst timed decisions I've ever seen. It just reeks of stupidity and greed, and it's very concerning that a kingmaker, indeed a power player in the alliance, and not the biggest one clearly, but certainly one that brings a lot to the table, has chosen now to start rocking the boat. I just think it's absolutely ludicrous.
No, it's really the most idiotic decision the U.S. has made. I mean, it's since invading Canada, of course.
Right.
But honestly, I think if they want to do that, the Brolians will be dead. Because I hope we won't follow that path. I hope we will stay with the people that we owe everything to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Last time we left them because of Germany, and I remember that interview I did with Jacoby. What he said is that he thanks Poland because after that, when Canada joined Eden, he had to write an article apologizing to the Swedish, and the Poles just said, "Leave it alone. It's the past." But honestly, it was something that was more a matter of morals, and the Germans turned out to be jackasses, but at that time, it was attacking an ally, so that's why we defended here them. And now the U.S. is going greedy. That's why they're trying to split out. They're not trying to split out because there's something wrong with the alliance. I mean, honestly, there's nothing wrong with going to Europe, concentrating on Europe for some time, and then coming back to Hello Kitty and stuff like that, or South Africa.
The U.S. wants what the U.S. wants, and unfortunately, and again, I mean no disrespect to our brothers in the Bro Alliance, but sometimes they feel like the child that had the sucker taken away from them, and then they just start screaming because it's not going their way. You know, alliance implies that there needs to be a compromise, and the U.S. lately, anyway, doesn't seem like they're terribly interested in compromise, and that's a dangerous road to be walking.
Well, from my perspective, I'm not even considering leaving Eden.
Yeah, and I think Chucky, to his credit, Chucky's been very clear about that. Before this even became as big as it has become, Chucky went on record and publicly stated that he supported the Eden Alliance, and I respect him for that decision because clearly, in the face of our closest allies, the United States, Chucky is basically making it clear that, hey, we're not going to be a part of that stupidity. So I give him props for that.
No, we're not following the U.S.'s path. I mean,
agreed.
It's been a long time since the Bro Alliance had its strongest moments. And I believe, if the U.S. goes out now, they'll either end up back here apologizing, or they'll have to end up with Phoenix.
I agree with what you said, Keisha. And I have to say that what Chucky did proved that he had the courage to stand up against one of his most important allies and say, hey, you're doing it wrong. You're in a team. Play as a team player or get out.
I don't know. I sometimes feel that the U.S. is like, Ovechkin. You can't see the other teammates from his perspective, I suppose.
Yes.
very selfish in that respect.
Yeah.
My question, though, is, as we have the Assistant Supreme Commander of Lollipops in our country, we're... I don't know. I don't know if it's just me, but JB DeVinis has been awfully quiet lately. For somebody who's,
I think HQ. I think his job now is to stabilize the situation inside Eden and not talk about it. Because the more you talk about it, the more you escalate.
The more problems you make, exactly.
Yes.
Fair ball.
We can't escalate. We have to calm down, think about it. Because if we escalate now, we're going to have the same situation while Atlantis broke up. Suddenly, one guy's going to publish an article. Sorry, it's over. I'm the Supreme Commander, and I say, hey, we're done.
Yeah, good point. I wondered where he was, because I haven't heard a lot from him either in his newspaper or I've run into him a few times in IRC, and it's been very brief conversation, so either he's extremely busy, which he very well may be, if he's doing what you're implying, that he's trying to stabilize things. I will say this, though. If that's what he's doing, I think we have the right people in the right job at the right time, because he, if nothing else, JB is really good in terms of diplomacy.
And he's really responsible, too.
Yes, he's a very responsible, level-headed individual. So if he is truly trying to stabilize the Eden Alliance, props to him, because... he's doing it very quietly, which might be necessary, and hopefully he's having success with that.
Okay, so I just hope the USA will calm down, and I bet that the next presidential elections there's going to be a pro Eden and anti Eden faction in the US. Now let's hope the pro Eden wins.
Yeah, I hope so too, because it would just make sense for that to be the case.
That's what happened in the UK when Atlantis fell. There was a pro-Fordist candidate, and there was a pro-peace candidate. The pro-peace candidate won.
GLaDOS, hello.
No, that wasn't GLaDOS yet. That was, that was Kumna, actually, that first brought...
And who was behind him? Who got him elected?
GLaDOS, I suppose.
Exactly.
And then there was Hassan Pessaran, or whatever it was his name. Who was actually the former commander of Atlantis.
The thing is that USA won't settle with Phoenix, anti-Phoenix, Eden, anti-Eden election. They are more complex than any country in this world.
Because there's Democrats versus the Republicans. I just feel that the US has... the weirdest system ever when it comes to elections, both in the real world and in the e-world. And
yeah, I actually
have so many parties.
The real-life political system of the United States, I don't understand. I mean, you have two big parties, a large amount of smaller parties, but no one gives a rat's ass about the smaller parties.
Well, that's a two-party system. I notice all those young democracies are slowly going towards that system. Usually it's exactly what in the U.S. I mean, it's center-left party and a center-right party.
I don't think that limiting the party numbers to two or to any number is a good idea, because...
Well, of course it's not, especially not in the Republic. I mean, in the Republic, you don't have to be concerned with stereotypes that are usually... attributed to parties in the real world. And here you can express yourselves, you can express your political views without any problem. And limiting the number of parties really limits the number of possibilities. You either go right or left. What if I want to go center, or what if I want to go forward?
Exactly.
Well, as for the USA, I hope you guys wake up and see what you're doing here. Or otherwise, I'm just going to call your president, whoever exits Eden, I'll just call him George W. Bush. Seriously.
Let's invade Iraq.
Yes. Let's do that. Let's do that. So I think we're... I mean, I'll tell you right now, by my count, we're sitting at about 55 minutes of actual
more like
live 40. Taping. So I'm thinking we might want to start considering, looking at our clothes.
Talking about Carston?
Yeah. And
we forgot to mention. We almost forgot that.
No, no, we have 5 minutes to talk about Karsten exclusively, and you know what? I think we should, because he deserves 5 minutes all to himself.
Okay, but it's hard to describe images by voice.
Karsten, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for all the memories, for all the spirals you've drawn for me.
Thanks for the memories.
Well, we have to find a new song we'll sing.
Why?
Well, you know, Johnny Cash is getting boring.
No, I love him. Love.
Oh, no, don't do that. Not you.
But I'm singing.
Thing.
It leaves a fiery ring.
And it burns.
Okay, now.
And now our listeners are dead. Thank you.
Everybody needs somebody.
Poor Karsten. We abuse him so badly on this show.
Yeah. Okay, so Karsten is over with. And, he's not dead, I hope. And one more time, a big fuck you to Toledo and Rel for not showing up.
Yeah.
You're bastards.
You guys are killing me. I went to all that trouble to get you guys set up to pick a date and time that works, and you guys didn't show. Oh, Leto, when I...
You're not
going
to get invited again. This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And, okay, one more thing about Leto so he can get bashed totally. Don't you think he's the biggest whiner in Canada?
I love Leto. He's a nice guy.
No. That's your position.
Sorry, I don't whine as much. I'll read you his latest...
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Oh, no. I lost this party presidential election. Again. Remember how it made my life a hell those days?
Well, okay. Let me read you something.
I was talking about the second term, not the first. So,
the other day I felt I needed to write an article called The Times They Are Changing Part 2 with expectations of being critically acclaimed. Instead, all I got was top 20 and nothing more. This enraged me a bit. I remember when I wrote an article, most of the time I got into the top 10 minimum. These were glorious times.
Let's not start this again.
This paper that was too Duke silly.
Lito. That was Duke Lito. That was just silly. Once again, he also wrote, Congress is boring.
I remember an article about him not getting the Order of Canada.
I got the Order of Canada. Ha ha.
So did I.
So did I.
So we all rock.
We're all Order of Canada members.
And WGC members.
And you see, Leto, if you had only come to the podcast, you too might have been considered for the Order of Canada and the WGC. But sadly, you missed your podcast opportunity.
Okay, yeah, I think we should be bringing this to a close, definitely. And to summarize, the government should buy diamonds.
Yes.
Yes.
Octavian F. still sucks.
Yes.
Duke Leto definitely sucks. So does Cypher all.
Yes.
Cypher, no. Cypher is okay.
Cypher is a funny auditor, okay? He might get invited, but
Leto... Cypher's a good guy. I like Cypher.
Yeah, wait.
And I'm 100% sure that Cypher not coming was, in fact, a technical problem at his end.
Okay. Okay, so Cypher doesn't suck. The U.S. sucks if they leave Eden.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so everything sucks, including Fram. And he sucks.
I mean, no.
But Calgary doesn't suck.
Thing. Oh, hell does. Edmonton rocks. I don't care if we have 49 points. We still rock.
One more thing you sucks in Canada. Adasco is running for prime minister.
Well, and you're running as my VP. Ha-ha. Uh-huh. Oh, and Acacia, by the way, asks rock. Not, no Stampeders shit.
Go Stamps.
Go asks. We've got more great cubs than you.
We got more mojo.
And we've got more Stanley Cubs than the Flames too.
And we have to close this up.
Okay, so Edmonton rocks, Calgary sucks. However, one guy from Edmonton sucks, that is Duke Leto once again. And well, thanks for listening, everybody. And I suppose that's it. You were listening to Japan Secrets with Fram, aka Neon Milosu, aka Mason, aka W Mason, but he might lose that title to Josh Frost. I mean, that W.
The sexy synthesizer.
Indeed. And E. Adashko, the basher today, I suppose. Love is a fiery. No, let's not do that again. And either way, thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Good day, Canada.
Good night, take care, and I will see you on the flip side.
And good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love is a burning thing.